Chapter 17. In late August of that year, 2 months after he entered New Path, he was transferred to a farm facility in the Napa Valley, which is located inland in Northern California. It is the wine country, where many fine California vineyards exist. Donald Abrahams, the executive director of New Path Foundation, signed the transfer order, on the suggestion of Michael Westaway, a member of the staff who had become especially interested in seeing what could be done with Bruce, particularly since the game had failed to help him. It had, in fact, made him more deteriorated.
"Your name is Bruce,"
the manager of the farm said, as Bruce stepped clumsily from the car, lugging his suitcase.
"My name is Bruce," he said.
"We're going to try you on farming for a period, Bruce."
"Okay."
"I think you'll like it better here, Bruce."
"Yeah, I think I'll like it," he said, "better here."
The farm manager scrutinized him.
"Well, they give you a haircut recently."
"Yes, they gave me a haircut."
Bruce reached up to touch his shaved head.
"What for?"
"They gave me a haircut because they found me in the women's quarters."
"Is that the first you've had?"
"Well, that is the second one I've had."
After a pause, Bruce said,
"One time, I got violent."
He stood, still holding the suitcase. The manager gestured for him to set it down on the ground.
"I broke the violence rule."
"And what'd you do?"
"I threw a pillow."
"Okay, Bruce," the manager said. "Come with me, and I'll show you where you'll be sleeping. We don't have a central building residence here. Each 6 persons have a little cabin. They sleep and fix their meals there and live there when they're not working. There's no game sessions here, just the work. No more games for you, Bruce."
Bruce seemed pleased. A smile appeared on his face.
"You like mountains?"
The farm manager indicated to their right.
"Look up, mountains. No snow, but mountains.
Santa Rosa's to the left. They grow really great grapes on those mountain slopes. We don't grow any grapes. Various other farm products, but no grapes."
"I like mountains," Bruce said.
"Look at them."
The manager again pointed. Bruce did not look.
"We'll round up a hat for you," the manager said. "You can't work out in the fields with your head shaved without a hat. Don't go out to work until we get you a hat, right?"
"I won't go to work until I have a hat," Bruce said.
"The air is good here," the manager said.
"I like air," Bruce said.
"Yeah,"
the manager said, indicating for Bruce to pick up his suitcase and follow him. He felt awkward, glancing at Bruce. He didn't know what to say. A common experience for him when people like this arrived.
"We all like air, Bruce. Well, we really all do. We do have that in common."
He thought,
"We do still have that."